Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Coverage from Commodity Classic today. Our own Carson Horn on the scene in San Antonio, one of those he caught up with yesterday. Tim Luss, executive director of the National Sorghum Producers, and the elephant in the room for sorghum these days, that sugarcane aphid. And according to Tim Luss, they've made some progress in dealing with this particular pest, which has proven to be a major threat to sorghum producers here in the Southern Great Plains.
We made a lot of progress in the last 2 years. It was such an unknown on the front end, and you know, it was really difficult for us to know exactly what to tell growers or what best management practices were. So very excited now that we do have a number of resistant hybrids, tolerant hybrids, not truly resistant, but tolerant hybrids. You know, we learned a lot about planting early and learned a lot about best management practices in terms of spraying to make sure we have control. So feel a lot better about it today than we did 2 years ago at this point in time. Still obviously a tremendous amount of research going on by the checkoff and by private industry continuing to make sure that we have even better material going forward.
Switching gears over to policy, Tim Luss says it's all about the 2018 Farm Bill.
You know, we have strong belief in crop insurance as part of a cornerstone for farm policy. We have, you know, we put a lot of emphasis in the last farm bill and the PLC program and a strong reference price for sorghum. We still feel very strongly about that, and, you know, we'll continue to push that. Conservation and energy titles are two that are important to our growers, so we'll be very involved in the discussions on those two titles as well.
Tim Luss with the National Sorghum Producers. Sticking with farm policy discussions here at Commodity Classic, Max Armstrong says that Wes Spurlock, Texas farmer and president of the National Corn Growers Association, telling him that it would be a big mistake to take nutritional programs out of the farm bill this go-round. Speaking of the corn growers as well as soybean producers at Commodity Classic, they've been working on their policy positions. National Corn Growers Association delegates voting to keep support of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in their policy position in the hopes that President Trump and Congress might change their stance. American Soybean Association, in the meantime, detailing their goals for a new farm bill. No cuts to the farm safety net. Double spending for market access programs is what they would like to see. Both the ASA and the National Corn Growers Association want to see more spending in the trade programs such as MAP and the Foreign Market Development Program. That's where they'd like to see additional dollars invested in the small part of the pie that U.S. farm programs receive from Uncle Sam. From the calendar, Oklahoma No-Till Conference coming this Monday and Tuesday. It'll be at the Grand Casino in Shawnee. You've got farm news on Ron.
In the market for a bull? Well, then make plans to attend Blackjack Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 4th, featuring guests Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. Come bid on 85 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, ages ranging from 18 months to spring yearlings, all semen tested and fully guaranteed. Sale books mailed on request and online at www.mcsauction.com. The sale starts at noon on the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. For more information, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.